confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. And we're going to be playing it this Saturday at Wake Up Call Live. It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
It's also important to remind people that American Furniture Galleries is also doing the best seats in the house, where you can enter to win once you arrive to come and sit on the stage.
That's right. You get to sit on stage with us during the show. And that's all because of American Furniture Galleries. We're calling it the best seats in the house. Let's talk to Blair. Good morning, Blair.
Good morning.
You're caller 17. Congratulations. You get to play today. Are you coming to Wake Up Call Live?
Yes, we are.
Are you?
I love it.
Yes.
My kids listen every morning, and my husband listens while he's driving, too. So we're
now,
so
how
excited.
Old are your kids?
They are 10, 8, and 7.
Uh-oh.
And are they coming?
No, they're not coming.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
This
okay.
is a mommy and daddy date night, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I love
yes,
it.
Yes, it is.
And,
yes.
And listen, I've said this before, but when's the last time you could do a mommy and daddy date night for live entertainment for only $20 a person?
Never for us, at least.
Right, right. So, again, there's a few seats left. If you want them, text live to 916-909-1065. Katie has left the studio. Here we go. Five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Question one, update on the Diddy trial. The prosecution has rested. Also, the defense is not calling any witnesses. So that means that we could start jury deliberations and a possible verdict soon. How many people are on a federal criminal jury?
12.
Question two. Timothée Chalamet is annoying the Kardashian family, and they think he's a snob. The reason is because, despite dating Kendall Jenner for a while now, he refuses to hang out with them, and it's really turning them off. Which real person has Timothée Chalamet not played in a movie? Henry V, Willy Wonka, or Bob Dylan?
Henry V.
Question three. Offset was on a show with a magician recently and had his mind blown when she asked him about who his celebrity crush was. He admitted that he never said it out loud, but it was correctly guessed that it was Sabrina Carpenter. How about that? True or false, Offset is more than 10 years older than Sabrina Carpenter.
True.
Question four, despite a long feud that has since been mended, Monica and Brandy are going on tour together, and they're calling it the Boy Is Mine Tour. It's going to 24 cities, and the closest that's coming to us is Oakland. The tour is named after their duet smash hit that came out in what year? 1996, 1997, or 1998?
We'll go 96. Seven.
And question five, Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, is finally marrying his girlfriend this weekend, and he rented out practically the entire city of Venice. Despite protests from locals, he is telling his guests not to buy gifts, but instead make a charitable donation to the city. If he has 150 guests and each of them give $500, how much will the city make?
$175,000.
All righty. Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. And Blair, what do you do for a living?
I am a stay-at-home mom to my kids.
That's aww. Great. I love that. I love that. What does your husband do?
He was a Marine, and he was discharged from them, and he gets to stay home as well.
Well, that's fantastic. Holy cow. Both of you get to stay home. What lucky kids. Well, that's amazing. And did you buy regular seats for Wake Up Call Live or a Raccoon Club VIP?
We had to buy regular because we have a lot of kids and
not a
lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. All right, Blair. Well, we hope we give you the best night of your life. That's what we hope.
I hope so.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold. Stay there. Here we go, Katie. Question one. Did you see the update on the Diddy trial? The prosecution has rested, and the defense is not calling any witnesses, which means we could get a verdict kind of soon. Doesn't it seem like this trial just, like, moved really fast?
Yes.
Huh. How many people...
I mean, if you don't have much of a defense, there's not much to do.
I guess that's true. How many people are on a federal criminal jury?
12.
12. That is correct. Question two, Timothée Chalamet is actually annoying the Kardashian family.
Oh, boy.
They think he's a snob because he refuses to hang out with any of them.
Okay.
I don't blame him.
Well, if he's going to be with Kylie, the rest of the family isn't good enough?
I guess that's true. I don't know. Just picturing a world where Timothée Chalamet and Travis Barker have to, like, sit next to each other at a picnic is just so weird.
I love it.
Which real person has Timothée Chalamet not played in a movie? Henry V, Willy Wonka, or Bob Dylan?
Henry V.
Willy Wonka is not a real person.
Oh.
It was a trick question.
You're tricky.
So did he play Henry V?
He did. The movie's called The King. It's very good. Question three. Offset was on a show with a magician recently.
Okay.
So he's doing great. And his mind was blown. The magician asked him, who is your celebrity crush? Think about it. Think about it in your head. And he's like, I've never said this out loud, but I'm thinking about it. And sure enough, the magician had it accurately written down on a card in a box that was sitting on the set the entire time.
Wow.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
Is his celebrity crush. True or false, Offset is more than 10 years older than Sabrina Carpenter.
Gotta be true. What?
They're 7 years apart. Offset's only 33. And Sabrina.
How old is Sabrina Carpenter?
She's 27, I think.
What?
Yeah.
I thought she was like 22. Mm.
Question four. Despite a long feud that has since been mended, Monica and Brandy are going to go on tour together. Did you see this? They're calling it the Boy Is Mine tour.
Oh, fun.
Supported by Kelly Rowland as well. It should be kind of fun. We're going to have tickets, I'm sure, at some point because it is going to come to Oakland. The tour is named after their duet smash hit that came out in what year? Ooh. Was it 96, 97, or 98?
Oh, let's say 98.
That is correct. And question five.
Great song, by the way.
Jeff Bezos is finally marrying that girlfriend of his, and they practically rented out the whole city of Venice for the wedding.
Which has got people so mad.
Yeah, people are protesting. I mean, I wouldn't want my city occupied for a wedding.
Think of how much money is going to come into that city because of this.
Well, that's the question.
Oh.
Because despite protests, he's asking his guests to make charitable donations in lieu of gifts. That makes sense. What do you get the guy who literally has everything?
I mean, I think that's nice.
If he has 150 guests coming,
yeah,
and each one gives $500,
okay,
how much will the city of Venice make?
Got it. Okay, hold on.
By the way, I'm sure it's way more than this.
$75,000.
Oh my God!
Whew.
Yes. What'd you do? Drop the zeros?
Pink.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. That's what Kevin always says. Drop those zeros.
Drop your zero, bitch.
Only tens in my life.
Blair, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Final score. Katie got 3 and you got 1.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Katie wins today. That's all right. You know what, Blair? We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? A Wake Up Call Live, and we're going to pull somebody out of the audience to play. What if it's you?
My God. I hope it's her.
I hope so.
And whether you win or not, Safeway is giving a $100 gift card to whoever plays.
Yep.
So,
what? It's going to be so fun.
That's so awesome.
We're going to have all kinds of giveaways for people to come up on stage for all the stuff that we do, including some fun delivered mugs as well. But right now, what is it that you want to tell us?
today I am not smarter than Katie.
No, not today. Not today.